What if your partner had the chance to rate you on different areas of your life and relationship and give you an honest grade? So like an A, B, C, D, or a failing mark.
So basically judge you.
Yeah, judge you. I think this could be helpful in a relationship, though, to see which areas need improvement.
We're about to find out.
I found this survey online and we spoke to Vinny's wife as well. And we're going to hear from her tomorrow morning at the same time.
Can't wait.
Right now we're going to hear from Sam's girlfriend, Josie. So we asked her some questions, like I said, asked her to give you a grade, okay?
And she's
so
honest.
I'm curious. I'll ask you the questions first and you can let us know what you think she said, okay?
Okay.
So the first one was...
You're nervous?
A little bit.
Look at his face.
He is a little nervous. He's a little red in the face. Okay, so the first question we asked her to grade you on was personal grooming.
Oh, God, of course. Okay, no, she did not grade me well for that. She's going to probably give me... What are the options?
A, B, C, D, F.
Oof. I'll go D. Here we go. Here's Josie's answer.
Okay, we all know that answer. It's an F.
An F.
F. Oh.
You saw that one coming, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know. I need to step up in that department.
Do you think that's a fair grade?
A little lackadaisical. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it is.
How did grade Josie on her personal grooming?
Oh, she's an A.
She's an A.
Yeah.
Well, then,
okay,
sir.
Yeah, okay, I need to step it up a little bit.
The beard's getting a lot of control.
I know, she razzes me about it all the time.
Okay, we know Josie just got back from Italy, and mm-hmm. she had some issues with the way that your condo looked. So we asked her how she'd grade you based on cleanliness and tidiness around the house.
I'm pretty tidy, okay? We all know the difference between clean and tidy. I'm tidy, and I'll give myself a B.
A B? Okay, let's see what Josie said.
He leaves his socks everywhere, but he puts away the dishes. So I'm going to say a B.
A B? Okay.
He's not bad.
He leaves dirty...
Yeah, he's clean in some areas, and he's not in others, so I don't know.
He leaves dirty socks all over the house?
Yeah, like mostly on the kitchen chairs.
Oh,
over the kitchen.
No.
Why would you do that?
Get your socks out of the kitchen.
Can you please explain this?
Okay, first of all, it's only clean socks that go in the kitchen chairs, and it's part of where I lay my clothes out for the next day. But you have to understand, we live in a very small condo, so it's basically like one floor for everything. So if I leave them like in the living room, she'll say, oh, well, they're in the kitchen technically. I'm like, I can't. There are no like divisive lines. So
but the chairs.
My socks stay in the drawer, personally.
Yeah, mine do sometimes. When I come home, I put them down on the floor. And, oh, no, they're in the kitchen. Oh, they're in the dining room. It's the same floor. It's just one floor.
You don't have many people come over, do you?
When I do, we shove it all in the closet.
Okay. It's
all
just checking.
All right, you got to be there. The next was patience. How do you think she graded your patience?
Okay, not my virtue. Not my virtue. I would say, oof, C...
A C?
Maybe D.
A C?
C plus?
Let's see what Josie said.
A C. He doesn't have much of it.
Yeah, especially in like the grocery store lineups. He freaks out
a little bit, doesn't he?
Costco, grocery store, around people, old ports, downtown, anywhere.
Okay, so all the time.
No patience.
All right. Got that one right.
You know, life's too short, man. I can't deal with certain things.
Is that something you're working on?
No.
Okay.
At least he's honest about it.
I'm very comfortable about it. I respect that.
Is Josie a patient person?
Yes,
she is
extremely.
A patient person.
She's with me. What do you think?
Oh, you got a good one.
Yeah, seriously. That's a lot
next,
of patience.
Your abilities as a driver. How do you think she graded those?
I am a flawless driver. I have never gotten a speeding ticket, and I would give myself an A+.
I would be so scared to say that because I feel like I'd get an offender bender that day.
Yeah, exactly.
When
you're
brag like
yourself,
that. Yeah.
Well, I have gotten offender benders, but you know everybody does.
Oh, well, then you're not following. Okay, let's see what Josie said.
Oh, he's very cautious. He's a very good driver. He's very slow. He obeys the rules. He's good.
I drive by you on the Dakari every morning.
And
it's true.
I'm always like, who's the jerk that's ripping it on the outside lane? Oh, it's Vinny. Okay.
Sam's in the right lane going like half the speed limit.
I learned in defensive driving, it's never worth it to speed. You're saving yourself 2 or 3 minutes on an average commute, and it's just not worth getting the tickets.
Yeah, good for you.
You know, well, getting in accidents.
She gave you an A. She agrees, and I agree. I'd rather get in your car than Vinny's in.
Yeah. I can't really defend that, but you'll get to your destination quicker. I'll tell you that much.
Maybe alive. Yeah. Not a guarantee, though.
Shave a couple of minutes off your life in the meantime.
Okay, we asked her about romance overall and how romantic you are. What do you think she said?
Also not my strong suit. C.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, finesse.
An F?
Ooh. Really? Does he make an effort?
Not really. No.
Well, you called it, Sam.
An F.
I didn't think I was that bad.
Does that make you want to be a little more romantic?
I know I have to. It's just every time I have to be romantic, it looks like it's forced, and she knows that I'm forcing it.
You're
so
overthinking it.
I am overthinking it.
Nice gesture, Sam.
Try something and let us know. Okay?
The little things.
Brainstorm a bit. I'll send you some ideas as well.
I'd probably go get some $12 flowers.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
did it last week? There's nothing wrong with that.
And she loved it. His wife
loved
it.
No, is that the cash waiting in line, I grab them. Swear to God.
$12. That's
telling you, man.
The weight of a woman's heart. Yeah.
It's worth it.
All right. The next question was along the same lines. It was being spontaneous. How good are you at being spontaneous?
Yeesh. Also, probably. I'll put in the same category as romance. I'll probably say a C.
A C?
Okay.
Okay. I would say a C. And it's only when he gets free tickets to events or concerts. Or
that's being spontaneous. So at the last minute when he wins them. Okay. I see.
Yeah, free spontaneity. That's
sums you up in a nutshell.
Well, is economizing one of the questions on the list? Because that would be an A-plus for me.
No, we didn't ask how.
If you look at our balance sheet. Yeah, no, I'm very economical. So okay. We save a lot of money that way.
Okay,
and
good.
Why wouldn't you if you get free stuff?
Yeah, but you just maybe if something else, like if other things came up as well. You know, like that you put a little thought into. Like, hey, I just thought of this. This would be really fun.
Or you can say you paid for them.
I've tried that. No, she's just kidding.
Because I've done that.
She knows the runaround.
He knows him. She knows him. Okay, the next question we asked was your skills sort of getting her in the mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those skills that happen like before the hanky-panky.
Mm-hmm. Warming up.
So not the hanky-panky.
Not the actual hanky-panky.
The preface.
But yeah, getting ready for it. Warming up those little things.
Jeez, you really know what kind of questions to ask.
Yep.
Let's be safe and go C.
Okay, you think she's
a very horrible question, and I'm going to go with an F minus.
Oh, I love it. He just created it.
Okay, I don't want you to elaborate on that one.
No, please don't. Please.
No, I won't.
It's pretty
an
low,
F, Sam.
Oh, my goodness.
You put no effort into like getting her excited?
Oh, my F minus. That's like worse than fail. Oh, God.
I've never even heard of that.
Okay. Really all right. Well, thank you for that. Josie, that's
you're gonna work on
stark
that.
Reality. Yeah, I guess I have to.
You have to.
That's an important part of the relationship, is
she
it not?
She's not a machine, and she is not an object.
You're quite disappointed.
These things take time and work.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Okay, well, one thing at a time.
One thing at a time. Okay, lot to work that's on one here. You really need to work on. And lastly, was like your overall sex life.
Okay.
Sam?
Oh, I have to answer that one too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, obviously I'm going to give a better answer than she'll give, but I'll go with a B.
All right, here we go. Here's Josie.
I can't answer that. His mother might be listening.
Okay. He said way worse on air.
I don't know. I'll go in the middle and say a B plus.
Oh,
hey,
a B plus.
Not bad.
My saving grace.
B plus.
Not all hope is lost.
It's not great, but it's not horrible.
All right.
Room for improvement in all the categories.
All right. So overall, your relationships, you guys are on the same page.
I think we're doing all right.
Mostly on the same page.
Okay. So great. So tomorrow, you already spoke to my wife. Yep. So tomorrow
we spoke with Tina, and we're going to hear how she graded Vinny on all of these things tomorrow, just after 7 o'clock.
Your turn.
If I'm not here tomorrow, you know exactly why.
No worries. We'll play them anyway.